May 23rd, 2021, Solemnity of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today I long to impart the Spirit of truth upon every heart." Then and only then would the errors in hearts be corrected. Hearts would be alive with the gifts of the Spirit and correct their evil ways forever. The problem is, most do not recognize the errors within their own hearts. Therefore, they lack the motivation to change. If truth took over every heart, the state of the world would be unrecognizable. All borders would be secure. There would be no wars, no false religions, no hidden agendas to form a compromised one-world order. All governments would function for the welfare of the people. Freedom to know and to love me would be worldwide. There would be no false religions inspired by man. Until such a time comes, true believers must be united and ask the Holy Spirit for the strength to persevere. Ask the Spirit to expose evil in hearts and to protect the truth. The Holy Spirit is the warrior of truth. A note is given to read Acts chapter 2, 17 through 21. "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Yes, and on my men servants and my maid servants in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall be that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.